Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding. Welcome to this Achmea analyst call. During this call, all participants are in listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Willem van Dijl, CEO of Achmea. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Patricia, and to all of you, welcome at the presentation of the half-year results. As you are familiar with, Michel Amy, our CEO, and myself will make the presentation. I will start with an introduction following more or less the first 10 slides of the slide pack you have probably received. And then Michel will follow up with a more in-detail presentation of the financials. But let's start with the conclusion that the first half year has been a very special year, different from all of the years, of course, because of the COVID-19 or corona pandemic, which has a significant impact on society, on our customers, and of course on all residents in the Netherlands. It's impressive to see how the impact on society is, but at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to distinguish ourselves as a cooperative and mutual insurance company, and put emphasis on all kinds of initiatives which are in line with our strategy, focusing on a healthy, safe, and future-proof society. Although very challenging, we are quite happy and proud about the fact that we were able to shift all work from the office to people at home. As you might know, Achmea has a long-lasting history in terms of working wherever you are at any time. So remote working was for us quite easy to have in place, actually without any hurdles, without any technical problems. People could continue working from home, and that's not only because of the fact that the technical infrastructure is in place, but also because of the fact that we have trained staff who is familiar working from home, and management is familiar managing the company also at a distance. To say that although we are a trained organization in digital and online working and servicing our customers, it's also new to us to do this for several months, almost half a year now. But there is a lot of attention for our staff still to manage work-life balance, and there's a lot of attention from also from abroad to give information how we do the way we work. So more than working from home, it's not only applicable to the Netherlands, but also to the other operations we have, and it's important to mention especially the role of our health insurance company, Silver Cross, and our assistance organization, Eurocross. In particular, these organizations have an important role in making contribution to society to look after these people who need support most. On the next slide, you can read about all kind of initiatives we've taken as an industry, as an investor, as an insurance company, partly together with the other insurance companies in the Netherlands. So when it comes to repatriating people stranded abroad, when it comes to support workers in care, when we talk about homeless people, children at school who don't have access to computers, all kinds of, I would say, worthwhile and important initiatives, not only from the industry, not only from Achmea, but also from the employees from Achmea. And I would say, as a company who aims to make a contribution to a healthy, safe, and future-proof society. These specific times, this difficult environment, makes it possible to distinguish ourselves even more. More in detail about the results, we've seen, of course, the impact of the COVID pandemic, but it's also important to see that we've seen a strong performance in a non-life business, even an improved combined ratio, partly as a result of the impact of COVID-19, but that shows pluses and minuses, and these two offset each other more or less. Our basic health insurance is slightly negative, but on a premium volume of more than 12-13 billion euro, it's not significant. Our ratings have been confirmed. Our solvency is solid. Our liquidity is healthy. So let's say still a very solid operation. And on top of that, we show growth. And it's important if in times of crisis that you aren't only a stable and solid company, but also if you can show growth, that says a lot. You've seen a premium income increase of slightly 1%, but behind this 1% is, of course, the reduction of premium income in the closed book operations, a slight decrease in premium income in health, but a strong increase in premium income in our non-life business, also in the Netherlands and also abroad. And next to that, we've seen growth in our mortgage business. We've seen the assets under management grow up to 211 billion euro. We've seen incoming clients in pension services. So yes, there is a significant impact of the coronavirus on our business, especially as a result of the impact on financial markets. But next to that, our operational result is in line with our ambition, in line with the strategic pockets we have pinpointed where we want to grow. And that, of course, is also the result of the choices we've made in the past, the strategy to continue to invest in innovation, to stay the online and digital champion in the Dutch insurance market. That I would say, on the back of these investments, we can now capitalize on the fact that we have a strong presence with strong distribution channels. And at the same time, we've made investments in the Innovation Fund and also have strengthened liquidity by refinancing the senior and secured, which you probably all know. More on slide, if I read it properly, slide 6, that's where we have the diagrams where we show the results coming down from 284 to 127, as I said, as a result of mainly financial markets. Growth in earned premiums with the additional information I just provided. Further reduction of our expenses, and including the increase in pension premiums and salary increases, which is all embedded in the cost reduction, and showing a strong solvency ratio of 204%. Slide 7 shows the results per business line, positive outcomes in non-life and income, retirement services, international, pension and life, as said, impacted by the impact of the financial markets. Health, a small negative result in basic insurance, health insurance, and a positive in supplementary. It's fair to say here that there are significant uncertainties. What we know is taken into account, so that in the results we present. But at the same time, how the pandemic will develop in the rest of the year, maybe ongoing, is to all of us a question mark. So there are uncertainties how the results in the health business will develop. We've seen a reduction of healthcare provided during the crisis, especially elected healthcare. But we expect that there will be a catch-up to a certain extent in the end of the year. And on top of that, the health industry, health insurance industry, with Achmea, Silver Cross as market leader, also made a very important step to provide a continuity contribution for healthcare providers. I think it's important in the long run to have adequate and good healthcare available to everyone, because of that, it's necessary to avoid that hospitals and healthcare providers running to problems because of the crisis. On slide 9 and 10, a few words about the strategy. We focus on the health, on making a contribution on a healthy, safe, and future-proof society. We have five focus areas where we have detailed this strategy out and we find several spearheads. And amongst them is, of course, to further develop a company based on our cooperative identity. That's what we do together with the association of Maya, and that's where we distinguish ourselves from the competition. And next to that, we have ambitions to grow in non-life, retail, SME, mortgage business, pension services, and international, and also in assets under management, and in all these pockets, all these focus areas show development line with our ambition. We will do that also together with partners, and on top of that, we will continue to invest in innovation, in technology and data. That is what has brought us at the point we are now in terms of the digitalization of the company. We continue to manage the balance between short-term results and responsible long-term results. So we are a company with a strong long-term focus. And, of course, with our products, we want to make a contribution to the sustainability, avoiding climate and other damage. That's from my side in terms of an introduction. I will leave business lines for Michel, who will cover that in more detail. Thank you very much so far. Michel, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Willem. On slide 17, there's an overview of the financials of the first half. The operational result posted of 127 million, a decrease compared to the 284 of the first half of 2019. This is mainly driven by a decrease in the investment result, and that is mainly driven by the developments in the equity markets as well as commercial real estate. If we look at the decrease of 150, 60 million is related to impairments, in particular on our equity portfolio and for a minor part to the fixed income portfolio. And the remainder is effectively evenly spread between less direct income compared to last year, less realized income, and lower property valuations. Mainly in the offices and the retail space investments. Health is also down by 50 million. It's important to note that that obviously the drivers there are higher estimated medical expenses in relation to COVID-19, And the impact of the collective measures to ensure continuity of supply of healthcare by hospitals and other care providers. This 50 million has fully been compensated by effectively the solid underwriting performance of the other segments, and in particular the strategic growth areas of retirement services and international have realized a sharp increase in the underlying results. Going back to the investments, it's important to note that obviously there's also been movement in our fixed income portfolio. This is not reflected in our results because this is added or recognized in the FFA on our balance sheet. And there was an uplift of 1.5 billion due to underlying movements of interest and spread. In terms of growth, we had a very strong growth in our non-life segment. Overall, 7% in the Dutch business, as well as international, and mainly thanks to online growth. And 7% is almost 200 million new premium in our non-life business. Health stable, or practically stable, and that is the combination of the increase of the premium in line with healthcare cost inflation and a small reduction of the number of insured in our portfolio. And the pension and life business is down in terms of premium. It's minus 13, and that's effectively in line with our service book strategy. And as said, the total premium income increased by 1%. Our costs have been reduced by almost 20 million. That's the net impact, because underlying we see an increase of our pension charges due to the lower interest, but clearly the constant focus on cost reduction in our health insurance company and also in our pension and life company, in line with obviously the lowering of our service book, has been the main driver of the cost reduction. The FTE base in the Netherlands has been reduced by 500. Partly due to COVID but also due to the initiatives just mentioned in pension and life and health. Our solvency is at 204, at a robust level, down from the year-end position 2019, mainly due to market developments, and I will highlight this further on in my presentation. Then down to the segments on slide 18, the non-life segment, a very strong and robust result, significant growth in this business. So the Dutch business grew by 6%. This has obviously contributed to the rise in our operational result. The expense base grew less than the business itself. So we see an improvement of our cost ratio. And clearly, the result in the P&C business and the income protection business is a combination of the structural measures and the impact of the structural measures taken in this portfolio in terms of premium underwriting as well as claims management. But also, clearly, there have been specific movements in the first half related to COVID-19. On the negative side, we have seen in the first 6 months additional claims in our travel portfolio and cancellation portfolio and the event insurance portfolio. But to the positive, the number of traffic accidents have reduced certainly during the month of the lockdown. So this improved our results in the motor portfolio, and we had less break-ins, burglaries in our fire portfolio, improving the results in fire. Overall, we also had impact from three storms in the Netherlands, That was pre-Corona, of which the biggest one, Chiara, was also known outside the Netherlands. So this is also included in these numbers. Operational results in P&C improved to 90 million, which is a combined operating ratio of 92.7%. In income protection, we saw a decrease of our results to 1 million from 9 last year, and this is mainly influenced by the number of claims and longer recovery times in the sickness portfolio, and COVID-19 is an important driver of this development. On a structural basis, we see a positive development in this portfolio. In the health segment, the result overall was 7 million operational. This is a combination of a minus 58 in basic health insurance. Clearly, COVID-19 has had an impact on our health segment in three ways. First, we had extra costs in relation to COVID-19 and specific costs in terms of treatments. Secondly, the impact of the earlier mentioned continuity contributions and a positive impact of the fact that some of our non-emergency care has not taken place over a couple of months, currently it is not expected to be catched up fully. In terms of the overall premium level, it's more or less even, as mentioned before. Continued focus on further cost reduction in our basic health business, but also in supplementary health. In the supplementary health business, we had a very positive result of 65 million. This has been affected by a drop in demand for non-emergency care. And also in this segment, we had continuity payments to healthcare providers, but not all providers made use of it, leading to a positive impact on our results. In the pension and life business, results have come down compared to last year. I must say that obviously in terms of the investment portfolio of the group, a large part of the investment portfolio is within the pension and life company. So if the investment results of the group decrease, it's driven by a decrease also of the investment results of our pension and life company. So this is in line, same dynamics. This is the major driver of the development. When we look at, let's say, the development of the portfolio, it's in line with expectations, movements of premium as well as our portfolio and liabilities is in line with expectations. We continue to focus on further expense reduction in line with the reduction of the portfolio. And we made some investments to further reduce our expense base, and for that reason, the expenses on a euro level are equal to the first half of last year. It's important to note that when you look at the impact of COVID-19, on balance, the impact on the technical result is neutral. Our service book and our pension and life book is a combination of a life portfolio as well as the pension portfolio, and the actual term risk, so the short-term risk as well as the longevity risk is in balance. The open book, which provides us further scale in the administration of the pension and life segment, has grown significantly in line with our strategy by 14%. In the retirement services segment, in line with our strategy, we focused and we realized growth in our bank by the acquisition of the portfolio of ASR Bank last year. We've added volume to our balance sheet, This has had a positive impact on our operational result as well as the development in our mortgage portfolio. We had some early redemptions in our portfolio, which added to the interest margin, to the margin of the bank. In the investment management company, we see again a significant rise in our assets under management, from 170 billion to 211. An important driver was the win of the mandate for the pension fund of the transportation sector, as already announced earlier, also during the full year results of 2019. This has increased the margin of the investment management company. The pension services company is still in transition. We make investments in growth of our pension administration business via the general pension fund and company and sectoral pension funds. We realize significant growth over the first 6 months, and we recently announced the investment together with the pension fund PGB in a sector-wide pension administration platform, which provides further scale in a lot of, let's say, the standardized administration processes. The real estate company is slightly down in terms of its result compared to last year. We had a growth in assets under management, but there were two factors impacting the result. One of them being the fact that due to COVID-19, the new development activity was lower than last year, and secondly, we've invested in the bundling of our mortgage activities within the group as a whole, and this project is effectively managed through the real estate and finance company. In the international business, also a significant uplift of the operational result to 28 million. In line with our strategy, a premium growth of 12%, mainly online. The number of online policies rose by 18%, and the results improvement was primarily driven by Greece and Turkey, the motor and health portfolios in those countries, which was partly also due to COVID-19. In the segment other, we have a negative result. That is due to the fact that, and not only this half year, but it's, we also had it at the year end, because the funding costs of the group and part of the holding costs are effectively recognized in the segment other. What's important to note is that we continue to focus on cost reduction in this segment, and as shown, we have reduced our expense base by 20 million. And also, the reinsurance company is recognized in this segment. Strategically, we continue to focus on the diversification of our insurance risk via the reinsurance company and optimization of our capital. In the first half, the result was negative in the reinsurance company due to the fact that we had a major fire in January, but also due to, and that is more important, COVID-19. We took an IBNR for our incoming life insurance book in the reinsurance company. Then to the solvency position, it's at 204. We're on a partial internal model for solvency to for P&C income protection as well as market risk. It's important to conclude here that the capital generation derived from portfolio developments is in line with our ambition and expectation. However, clearly the impact of market developments have been negative, 16 percentage points. There are three factors underlying this development. One of them is the development of equity markets and commercial real estate valuations. The second one being the increased volatility on financial markets. And the third one, the interest and spread development, which partly has been compensated by an increase of the VA. It's important also to note that we announced earlier via a press release that in line with the call of EIOPA and the Dutch Central Bank to the insurers, we've decided to announce the postponement of dividend payments. And in the second half, we will decide if a payment to shareholders will happen. And secondly, and that has also been announced just recently, the Dutch Central Bank announced that from the end of 2020, the insurance industry must include business units subject to banking regulation in the group's calculation of solvency ratio. Well, clearly, Achmea has a bank as well as an asset management company. So this amended regulation has an impact on us. And if we would have included it in our solvency at the half year, it would have meant a reduction of 7 percentage points. But it's not included right now. It will be included in our solvency as at the year end. Free capital generation moves effectively in line with solvency. The capital generation from portfolio developments, again, in line with long-term ambition, but a significant incidental impact of market developments, leading to an overall net free capital generation of minus 344. In terms of our debt leverage, we're slightly higher than at the year end and also last year. That is due to the early refinancing of our senior debt that is going to be redeemed in November. We already issued our new senior, so that has a temporary impact on our debt leverage. It's important also to note that this refinancing is done at a lower coupon than our existing senior. The existing coupon is 2.5, and we refinanced at 1.5. The fixed charge coverage ratio down mainly due to the operational results decrease and a significant liquidity position due to the early refinancing of the senior. But overall, also excluding this a significant liquidity position above, let's say, our target levels. We have no need to refinance at this point in time. There's a maturity schedule in the presentation which provides further details in respect of our funding profile, and it also includes our revolving credit facility of $1 billion. Ratings stable. I refer to the press releases of the rating agencies for further information. In terms of our legal entities, the solvency ratios are all well above our capital policy. Clearly, the solvency of the legal entities have been reduced over the first 6 months, mainly for the same reasons as the solvency development of the group. In terms of our sensitivities, it's important to note that we have a capital hedge program in place, similar to our earlier presentations, which limits the sensitivity of our solvency ratio within certain bandwidth, and that those are effectively derived from our risk appetite. And also it's important to note that after the markets came to the level of the beginning of the year, we de-risked 25% of our equity portfolio, mainly to reduce the sensitivity of our results to equity market movements, and also given the uncertainty we are currently facing. And that's the final remark, obviously, on sensitivities. Clearly, it's an uncertain time, where mainly the future course and the duration and intensity of COVID pandemic plays a very important role. So that provides us with uncertainty. We're very much obviously following and monitoring the impact and potential effects, and clearly look to steer in relation to those elements. In terms of our investment portfolio, I think the profile is consistent. Well, it's known to you as well. So a slight reduction of our equity stake, but still a very high portion of fixed income investments, in line with what we previously presented. So finally, I would like to conclude that over the next couple of months, we will obviously very much focus on the developments. At the same time, we will continue to focus on the structural development of our company. As you know, our financial strategy is very much focused on improving our operational and structural results, and thereby our financial ratios. And we want to optimize our balance sheet to supplement our free capital generation. So that concludes my presentation, and I would like to hand over back to Willem for the questions and answers.
Okay, thank you, Michel. And I would like to ask to moderate the Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting the question and answer session now. If you have a question or remark, please press star 1 on your telephone. Star 1 for questions or remarks. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Star 1 for questions or remarks. Go ahead.
If there are no questions.
No questions coming through, sir.
Okay, thank you. Then I would like to conclude this session thanking you for taking the effort to dial in. Of course, feel free to contact our colleagues from the Investor Relations Department if there are any other questions coming up or explanations needed. At this moment, I would like to thank you all. I'd like to thank the moderator, Patricia, and Michel, of course. And we can finalize the session. Looking forward to seeing you again at another occasion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the ACMEA analyst call. Thank you for your attention. You may now disconnect your line.